Is it true that large organisations see their relationship with the media as being an adversarial one?
It is very difficult to obtain a relationship with people at the top. But what does the Chinese philosophy say? If you want to get to know the king, court the prince. All these junior editors who are on very low salary, they have very shabby offices, old equipment, time pressures, they are not given the budgets to perform like they want to perform in their wildest dreams when they were going to uni learning about journalism. Now they're just thrust with a press release and a phone. You need to court them, because very soon they will become the editors. Therefore, when a junior lackey, nobody, no name, no brand, journalist rings you and says, do you have a photo of so-and-so? Can you please give me a comment about this or that situation? And you say no, there's an incongruence there, and the memory will come back and bite you. So, yes, there is an adversarial situation between the corporations and the big guns, because they think, well, one word out of place, my share price can plummet. But look at the ways that we actually foster this adversarial situation. When we want to launch a product, we're desperately trying to get on air. We do anything to try and get a grab and get excited when we're just mentioned in the news tonight. But whenever a poor researcher rings up and says, look, we need someone to come on tonight's show, someone to talk about so-and-so, oh no, we hide. Oh no, so-and-so is not available for comment. Now, what are you doing? You think you're being clever, getting out of the media. Oh yes, because our PR people have said we've got to play it low key. But you have just antagonized the very people whose life depends on the very business of communicating to the world. And when they have something exciting to communicate to the world, you run. But when you have something interesting to communicate to the world, you complain why you don't get on air. So you need a relationship. And the relationship has to be that the journalist will know that you will be fair, you will be ethical, you will never ring up for favors. So you court the young journalist, you give them what they want, help them to shine. And there now you become known as talent. In almost any media organisation, at the ABC, at Channel 9, at Channel 7, there is a database called the Talent Database. And next to each one, they put the response of what they think you are as a talent. And the more cooperative you are, the more interesting you are, the more you get the gigs. Now, interestingly, I have been on that many radio stations around the world. I can't count in the thousands. New York breakfast radio, and I'm on air New York, 2 a.m. my time, to comment. Do you realize, for example, of all the authors in the world, when Jack Welch was given his $7 million contract to write the book, why was I called? It's not that I'm this huge accomplished author. I don't go anywhere near those big names. It's not because I'm such an important person in the literary profession. I'm not. Why did they call me? Because they knew that I was reliable. I'm prepared to stay up at night to take the phone call, that I'm happy to treat them like this is very important to them, and that I will be interesting and say something because I am what they consider talent. Your job then in media training is to become a valuable talent, so that people can rely on you. I've had many times when a journalist would call and say, look, what have you got? And I used to always have articles pre-written, ready to go. To this day, I have like a website with passwords on it, and someone in New Zealand would call me, or someone from Singapore, where was it, Indonesia the other day, and they said, have you got anything? Now, they're not going to tell me the truth. They're not going to say, Jonah, my kid's in hospital. I've got 30 minutes to get a story out. Can you help me out here? They say, in a different roundabout way, what have you got? And I open my password to them and I say, go and choose any article you like. You can have that, or I can sit here now and talk to you about this.